Yo, what's up? What's up, Chris Laker? I woke up to a phone call that I had to take at like 11 something. It's 12:10, and then now I'm so I couldn't record till after the call, and then I just had some email. I started to record this, and then I had some email come in that I had to deal with, and now. I'm recording, and I have a dentist appointment that I gotta go to pretty soon, so this has gotta be quick. And I probably won't put it up till after the dentist appointment. They're trying to fix a tooth, and so that's what's up. You know what else is up? Levity Live, West Nyack. I think it's West Nyack. Yeah, it's not East Nyack. I don't know if there's an East Nyack or any other Nyack, but there's a West Nyack. You know, it's like there's never a North Chester or a South Chester. There's West, a lot of Wests. West Chester, there's a few. At least one in Pennsylvania, one in New York, and I feel like some other places. And I've heard of East Chester, but never North Chester or South Chester. Isn't that not interesting at all. Yeah, go to West Nyack if you're in the New York area. And tell me, tweet at me that you're there at Chris Laker. Let me know because I will be sure to somehow acknowledge you or talk to you after the show, whatever it is. You could meet me. Isn't that, I don't know if Jacqueline will take a picture with you, but I will. She will. If that's what you really, if you want a picture with, if you bring Jacqueline's book, she'll sign it. But also, if you want to, don't ask to have a picture of Jacqueline and have me take it. If you're like, oh, I listen to podcasts, I'm going to get a picture. That's a little insulting. I don't mind taking them. You know, if I'm, you know, with Mike, I'll take the picture because first of all, I don't want to be in that person's picture. They didn't ask for it, but they never claimed to be like, "Hey, I listen to your podcast. Can you take a picture of me when it's with somebody else?" All right. So I don't got a lot of time. So let's just get to it. What's going on in the news? I think this really could be your only news source, and you'd be fine. I think I deliver all the news that's important, and anything else you can ignore, unless you know you want Trump news, which it doesn't even matter anymore. United Airlines flies women 4,800 kilometers in the wrong. This is the problem with Reddit news. It's like this is from Australia, so it's once it's in kilometers, I don't give a shit. I don't even know what that means. What's that? What's 4,000 kilometers? And United Airlines. Okay, well, it's United. That's a good American company. So now failed to inform her of gate change. What did they tell you at the beginning? United Airlines admitted it failed a woman who boarded a plane. Why is this in kilometers when they're talking from, I guess it's an Australian news site, but it's like you're talking from Newark. Oh, she was going to, okay. Failed to board a plane in Newark, flight to Paris, but she ended up in San Francisco. They fucking tell you at the beginning you're going, where you're going, though, don't they? They took her boarding pass. All right. That's a problem. True. Before she boarded the plane, when someone was sitting in her seat. All right. Well, okay. Well, United is, you got a free trip to San Francisco. I guess she is mad. All right. I mean, United. They're in a lot of trouble. Belgium just banned kosher and halal slaughter in its biggest territory. What? What's going on with Belgium? They don't want kosher or halal? It's like inhumane? Whew. Well, I'm not getting involved in kosher or halal criticism, so I'm moving on from that one. Yeah, I don't know enough about him. Like I said, all the news right here. Wouldn't you just move on from that? Are you going to sit there and read that whole article? This is what's voted to the top of Reddit. ISIS, I don't want to. ISIS is. Disney builds giant Scrooge McDuck money vault you can dive into. Now here's a story. Right. Oh, wow, this looks good. I fucking love DuckTales. I'm pretty sure the headline kind of really gives it all away. As part of the reboot of DuckTales on Disney XD. Well, it's only there for a week. So I'm not making, as much as that, as much fun as this looks, I'm not making a special trip to wherever it is to dive in it. All right. Oh, this is not a good episode. I realize that. I know, it's episode 92. What the fuck is going on? I said by 100. Don't worry, the next 8 episodes, this whole thing's going to fucking tie up together and we'll be firing away. I'm going to start getting up. I'm going to literally just start setting an alarm for 9 a.m. and I'm going to get up at 9 a.m., which is late to most people. I'm still getting up late, but it just seems impossible. Got up at like, it's just, all right. Let's see what's the trending stories on Apple News. That's from yesterday. Did this not refresh? Let's see, check it. Trending story. Boston doctors killed. I know about that. That's a number one. Number two, HuffPost, Martha Stewart lets the world know exactly how she feels about Trump. All right, I'll bite. What is it? She loves him? She posted something on on Instagram, her between a picture of Snoop Dogg and Donald Trump. I don't know. What is she saying? Yeah, I don't know. She likes him or she doesn't. I don't give a shit. Prince Harry kissed his girlfriend, and this is CNN number 4. Prince Harry's got himself a gal. Royal watchers are not horsing around when Prince Harry's girlfriend showed up to watch him compete in charity polo match. Oh, they're playing polo, they're kissing, they're royal. Fuck those people. That royal family, I don't know. Just what's up with that? Just get rid of it. Stop. I mean, how much money do those people make for just being? I don't even think the British people like it. It's like a tourist attraction, but it costs a lot of money. You could still have the castle. Get rid of the people. Have the castle and just open that shit up. Let everybody walk through it. Put in a wax royal family. Say this is what they used to look like, and make some money off people. I'd pay money to go inside that thing. I've been over there. It looks pretty good. It's a palace. Palace is different than a castle. And then stop having these fucking royal people. They're bullshit. I know people here like that. I think people in America like it more than the people in England. I think they think it's bullshit too. So I don't think people in England, if anybody's listening in England. Rob, of course, from Brighton, being one, but I think I have more listeners in England than that. And you know, there's not a ton of listeners, but they're scattered across the globe. So I'd be interested, Rob, in your feelings on the royal family, and if that's not too much. Whenever you get a chance, if you hear this, I would love an email on your feelings about the royal family, or if you want to Skype in and talk about it, you can do that. But I don't know what the time difference would do. I'd have to get up pretty early, which probably wouldn't be too bad. But we'll figure it out. Email me. Chris@chrislaker.com. I know you know that, but everybody can email me. Chris@chrislaker.com. What's the last thing? Wall Street Journal. This is number 4. Bank of America pays peanuts for deposits but keeps money flowing. Wall Street Journal. Who gives a shit? Yes, that's banks make money. Where are we at? And they make money in on bullshit. That's what I learned when I was an auditor. I audited banks during the right before the big economic collapse. And I got to see mortgage-backed securities for the first time, fresh out of college, and it was looked like horse shit. And then all those banks that I was working at don't exist anymore. So, all right, I got to go. Sorry, this was a piece of shit of an episode. But what do you want? I'm working on it. I'll figure this out. I got a lot of shit going on right now. And I'm gonna get famous. So if you don't sign up soon, I'm gonna shut down that list of coming to. You know, I'm not gonna explain the list again. If you don't know what the list is, email me and I'll tell you what the list is. All right. So come to Levity Live. That's all I'm asking of anybody right now. And you fly in, get a flight. It'll be fun. And if you are going to come, post about it and at me, you know, tweet or Instagram or whatever the fuck you want to do, and then at, you know, me and Jacqueline Novak. That would be pretty sweet if you do that. All right. But talk to you tomorrow. We love you.